Okay, welcome everybody to the Tuesday night Core Health Products Wellness Education Call. We've got a great number of people on the line tonight. That's great. It's always nice to see our numbers continue to grow each time we have one of these calls. I certainly enjoy doing them and sharing information and not only stuff that's going on in the company, but educational information. That's really what these calls are about. You know, you've heard me say many times before that Core Health Products was created not only to provide a product, but to provide education as well. Folks, we're lacking a lot of that education out there in the field, and I very strongly believe that that is one of the reasons why we continue to decline in regards to our health. Not necessarily us on the call, but in general here in America, our health is continuing to go downhill. The outlook on quote-unquote health care is very scary, and I know that we're getting more and more people taking their own health in their own hands, as we should. We're not going to be able to rely on the government or, quote-unquote, the health care program. In fact, many of you hear me say, as I said it often in this last presentation this last weekend in West Palm Beach, Florida, that we're spending $2.1 trillion on health care every year, and over 90% of that money is spent after someone gets sick, after cancer or diabetes or cholesterol or heart attacks, whatever the case may be. And folks, that is not a health care program. That is a sick care program. And we've got to be more vigilant to being proactive towards health rather than reactive towards our sicknesses and diseases and illnesses. And so that's one of the things that we really try hard to do here at Core Health Products is provide education on calls like this, events that that we've done and that we'll continue to do to help educate people on true health principles. Also on the website, we've added a new video on the website. We added about a week ago the pudding demonstration to help people see how enzymes increase the digestion and the breakdown of nutrients. I did that demonstration this last weekend in West Palm Beach. We had about there was 180 or so people at the event on Saturday, and then Saturday night we did an additional event specifically focusing on digestion and gut health and Core Health Products that had about 120 people. So we had a great event. But on the website, we do have a lot of nutritional education, corehealthproducts.com. I invite anybody and everybody to go there and take a look at the educational materials that we have there. I'd like to also real quickly just recap the meetings that we've had. Just in the last 3 weeks, I have been in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We did an event out there with great turnout. Dayton, Ohio, with Shane Williamson and his group. I appreciate, Shane, you and the effort of your group. Went up from Dayton, Ohio into Cleveland, where Chris and Liz Bailey put on a fantastic event. Great turnout, over 100 people, great support, great friends. That event was great. Left from there, went over to Erie, Pennsylvania, where Rob and Cindy Irwin put on a great event, did some great education, and then just this last weekend in West Palm Beach, Florida, where Brooke Peterson and her fantastic group put on a fantastic event there. We did a lot of education, a lot of touching lives, and you know, that's something that I appreciate very much from all of you out there that are doing these events and participating in these calls. It's something we appreciate very much. Also, as a quick recap, the Facebook numbers continue to go up. Feel free to go to Core Health Products or facebook.com/Core Health Products and become a fan on that page. That's growing. We're just growing all over the place, folks, and I appreciate the opportunity to be in this position to share information. What we wanted to do tonight was really talk about some, I don't want to get too technical, but a lot of the questions that I'm getting and others are getting from the field out there really revolve around the mantra, if you will, of our company, which is that we care more about nutrient utilization than just focusing on nutrient consumption. And that's a very important aspect. You know, we look around at so many of the programs, whether it be diet programs or weight gain programs or health programs, and it seems to always focus on nutrient consumption. How much are you taking? Are you taking too much? Are you not taking enough? You got to eat more to gain weight. You got to eat less to lose weight. And one of the things that that we really emphasize here at Core Health Products is how we can improve the utilization of the nutrients being consumed, and that's really a very important aspect. There are really about 45 essential nutrients that the body needs to carry out regular, normal bodily function. And when I say essential nutrients, it's basically nutrients that the body does not produce, if you will. Within those 45 essential nutrients, there are about 13 different kinds of vitamins, there are about 20 different kinds of minerals, and then in addition to that, you have the proteins, the fats, the carbohydrates, waters, fibers, all of those different things add up to about 45 different essential nutrients that are really required for that entire metabolic process to function. Well, when these quote-unquote nutrients come into the body, they should, not only should, but they must be broken down into their most simple, usable forms for absorption, for transportation, and ultimately utilization for whatever they are intended, whether it be energy, whether it be muscle growth, whether it be metabolic function, whether it be reproductive, whatever it might be. Well, these nutrients that we're consuming, including enzymes, they must work synergistically together, folks. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. What does synergistic work really consist of? What does that mean, and how does that relate to our tagline or our mantra, which is nutrient utilization, and that's where nutrient synergy comes in, over nutrient consumption only. That synergistic work between all these different ingredients is really vital. So let me just give you a quick example of what I'm talking about. Many of you have heard me talk for years about lipase, and many of you are learning about lipase. I'm just using this as one perfect example of what we're talking about. Lipase, as many of you know, or if you don't know, lipase is utilized to begin the process of digesting fat. Now, the key word there is begin the digestion of fat. Begin that action of breaking fats down into usable forms. Did you know that fats can't even be used within the body? The body doesn't use fat. The body doesn't even use carbohydrates or protein. Now, a lot of people say, well, what does that mean? Of course it uses carbohydrates, proteins, and fat. No, it doesn't. The body can only utilize the broken down portions of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Fats are broken down into fatty acids. Carbohydrates are broken down into simple sugars. And proteins are broken down into amino acids. It's those broken down simple forms of carbs, proteins, and fats that the body can then use, but only then can they be used. Well, back to what I was talking about with the fats, lipase is the primary enzyme that begins that digestive process. Well, when lipase comes into the body, and we've been teaching this for years and years, but you get many companies out there that are saying, well, Shan and Core Health Products and other people are teaching that lipase breaks fat down. Fat digestion or fat breakdown or fat burning is a hot topic out there. So we get these companies that are selling lipase, and they use, and I've seen it in marketing materials, that Shan Stratton talks about lipase breaking fats down, so here's a great product to do that. Well, the problem is, folks, that lipase without its cofactors cannot break fat down. So what are the cofactors? There is a very specific mineral, one of which is calcium. Lipase cannot even function within the body without calcium. Just one example of several minerals, but calcium is required. Okay, so if you or somebody else is consuming lipase to digest the fat without calcium in that product, when lipase comes in, it's going to look around and say, okay, let's go to work here. Let's start digesting this fat so we can drop body fat, we can reduce cholesterol, we can reduce triglycerides. Oh, but shoot, I can't begin this process without various minerals, one of which is calcium. If calcium is not provided in that product, where do you suppose that lipase is going to rob the calcium so that it can do its job that it's intended to do? The bones, the teeth, the blood. Okay, that is robbing from other areas, depleting, diminishing, weakening other areas of the body to allow it to function as we intended it to function. You can see how that makes no sense. Folks, there is a synergistic effect that must take place. To do that, all the cofactors and coenzymes are required. Like the instance with lipase, the cofactors would be things like calcium. There are various B vitamins that are also required. Okay, so there again, lipase comes in. The body says, I'm ready to go to work, but it has to rob B vitamins. B vitamins provide a lot of things in the body, but one of which is energy. So if we're robbing from the very energy vitamins, we can deplete our energy levels. Another thing I want you to all understand tonight is when we say coenzymes, so many people think that coenzymes are in fact an enzyme. Not necessarily true. In fact, most coenzymes are not enzymes at all. Vitamins and minerals are coenzymes. Okay? All a coenzyme is an ingredient that supports the primary enzymes in their function. So one of the questions that we get is, well, Shan, what makes Core Health Products enzymes different than so many of those other companies that are out there that are marketing and selling enzyme products? Folks, it's the coenzymes. It's the synergistic effects that those enzymes have with each other to function as a whole. I often use the analogy of if you went into a car dealership to buy a car and you paid all the money, you signed all the contracts, they gave you the key, and you go over and you sit down in this car and you put the key in and you turn the key, but the car doesn't start. You go back over and you say, well, wait a minute. My car doesn't even work, and I just bought it. And they say, well, you didn't tell us that it had to have an engine in it, or you didn't tell us that it had to have a distributor cap or an exhaust or chassis or whatever the case may be. Folks, we have to have all the parts. The sum of all the parts are what makes things work properly. And there are way too many products in the marketplace that are out there that are using pieces or parts of the whole. Lipase, amylase, protease, cellulase, invertase, maltase, lactase. These are just a few of the enzymes that are utilized for digestion of food within the body. There are approximately 23 known primary enzymes that the body utilizes, but there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of coenzymes, which again are all those different vitamins, minerals, cofactors, solutes, those types of things. And so, again, when I get someone asked the question, well, Shan, you know, does your product break down carbs and sugars better than another product that's out there that is specifically formulated to digest carbs and sugars? Absolutely, yes. Reason being is carbs and sugars use very specific enzymes, amylase, sucrose, cellulase, sucrase, those types of enzymes, but the cofactors are vital. That's where the Core Health Products, MEDS system comes into play. MED stands for, or is an acronym for Maximum Enzyme Delivery System, MEDS, M-E-D-S. And what that is, folks, is that is the process. It's a formula of end result product. And what I mean by that is when we have all of the ingredients that we're trying to deliver, let's say we're in the core health pack, we're trying to deliver great vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and all of these things. Once every ingredient is decided in that product, we then go back and cross-reference each and every ingredient with every other ingredient in that product to make sure that, number one, we know what cofactors are required, coenzymes, cofactors, whatever, are required for those two ingredients to work together. So let's say that we take ingredient number one and ingredient number two, and for those to work together and function within the body, what are all the cofactors and coenzymes required? Whatever they might be, we set those aside in a separate formula. Then we cross-reference number one and number three, and then number one and number four, and one and five, and then two and... Once we've cross-referenced every one of them and we find what are all the cofactors needed for them to work synergistically, all of those cofactors are a separate formula, stand alone by themselves, that is added into the product at the very end. It's kind of like the cherry on top that we, once we put it in there and blend it, it is our guarantee to you that we have all of the factors and cofactors that we know of, that research supports, so that we don't have any robbing from other areas or aspects of the body. That is kind of that, like I said, the cherry on top that completes that or those products. The MEDS delivery system is in all three of our products. The Heart Health has a MEDS delivery system, which is unique to it. The Digestive Health product has a MEDS system of cofactors that is unique to it. Core Health Pack, a separate MEDS formula, specific and unique, specifically for that group of nutrients within that product. So I hope that that kind of helps you see really what that what the MEDS system does and what it is it's very proprietary, it's very unique to those set of ingredients in the Core Health Pack and any other product that we ever come out with. Let me also say that one of the questions we get is, okay, Shan, why is we know that you have a lot of different enzymes and we're an enzyme-based company, but if you're so much about enzymes, why don't you have the enzymes bromelain and papain and so many of these common quote-unquote fruit enzymes? Let me just say that bromelain and papain are very substrate specific. They're great enzymes, nothing wrong with them, but they're substrate specific and they are active in very, very small pH ranges throughout the entire GI tract. In fact, most of the pH of most Americans are too high to even activate either bromelain or papain, so their effectiveness is very, very minimal at best. What we use are all plant-based enzymes that are broad spectrum, meaning that various enzymes are activated at different pHs throughout that entire GI tract that, as many of you know, can range from extremely acidic all the way up to alkaline at certain parts of that entire GI tract. So that's why we don't use them in our products. And also, let me explain what substrate specific is. Bromelain and papain both come from specific fruits. They are specific to that substrate, meaning that it is going to digest primarily and specifically that fruit or those fruits. They're not really going to do anything whatsoever for proteins that you consume, a protein shake or a chicken sandwich or anything like that, nor are they going to do anything for the fats that you consume. And very, very, very few of the carbohydrates. So it's just that they're very limited. Another question that I got earlier today was why is Core Health Products so effective in assisting in the separating of the red blood cells compared to other enzyme products in the marketplace? Very easy answer, and that, number one, that's a great question. I appreciate you submitting it. Number one, the primary thing that separates our enzymes, as I said earlier, is that they have the cofactors, and in this case, specifically referring to the blood cells, they have some very specific alkaline minerals that are cofactors to our enzymes, specifically calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, a couple of others, I think, the best I can remember. But calcium, magnesium, I know, potassium, I know, sodium, I know. Those specific minerals are very alkaline, and they are required for many of the primary enzymes to work. So not only does it help those enzymes work, but just the fact that they're alkaline minerals assist in that separation of the red blood cells. It actually supports exactly what I've been teaching over the past year and a half or 2 years with the alkaline water that we share, the Kangen water. Anything we can do to increase that alkalinity within the body, specifically from those alkaline minerals, have assisted in the separation of the red blood cells. As we assist in the separation of those red blood cells, it increases the cell, the surface area of the cell, which in turn has proven to increase oxygen to the brain, increases oxygen to other tissue sites within the body, reduces, anytime you increase the oxygen capacities, you reduce the risks of many of the diseases that are out there. You also, in separation of the red blood cells, increase the nutrient utilization. So there again, that goes back to how do we increase nutrient utilization rather than just focusing on nutrient consumption. We do that by assisting in the separation of those red blood cells. How is that different from the other products in the market? I'm certainly not here to say that other products are bad, but I will tell you very, very, very few enzyme products in the marketplace have those cofactors or coenzymes, specifically in this case, those minerals, calciums and potassiums and so on, that separate those red blood cells. So, again, that MEDS formula is what makes our Core Health products so very unique and so very different. Also, I will also say real quickly that in almost every enzyme, I'm trying to think, I may be safe in saying that every enzyme, but I know the majority of them at minimum, the majority of all primary enzymes, amylase, protease, lipase, cellulase, invertase, lactase, all of those, they require several B vitamins as cofactors as well, as coenzymes. So for any enzyme product not to have B vitamins in there, the activity of those enzymes are going to be limited, not necessarily inactive, but certainly limited. So the B vitamin inclusion into an enzyme formula is also very important. Another question came in today. Is there a difference between enzymes in capsule rather than enzymes in tablets? Absolutely. A huge, huge pet peeve of mine. Tableted enzymes are hardly active at all. I'm not going to say zero because maybe there's something out there that I'm not aware of, and I'm trying to be cautious of that. But in that tableting process, folks, when you compress that heavily to create a tablet, with that compression comes heat, and heat denatures and kills enzymes and probiotics. So that's one thing that you always want to look for when you're looking at an enzyme or probiotic product, is it should not be tableted, it should be in capsule form. Now, I will also add that same factor for prebiotics and probiotics as well. They are so heat sensitive that the tableting process is just not a smart way to go. In addition to that, if you are looking or if a customer or client of yours says, well, I've got an enzyme product or I have a probiotic product, if those probiotics and or enzymes are measured in milligrams rather than active units, you see that in AIUs, you see that in AUs, meaning active units, that is one of the first indications that those enzymes and those probiotics are not live or active, otherwise they would be measured in active units. So milligrams when using milligrams to measure enzymes or probiotic content of a product, that's a good indication that the activity is minimal at best. Another question, how much of the digestive help should someone take for GERD disease, acid reflux, heartburn? I'm adding to this question a little bit. Same time with that, I would also include yeast infections, lower GI, diverticulitis, colitis, leaky gut syndrome, sore throats, ear infections, anything like that. Question was, how much of the digestive health should someone add in? First of all, let's assume that everybody is on Core Health Pack. There are enzymes and probiotics in there, but I always suggest to incorporate or add extra digestive health. When I'm saying extra, at least one capsule three times a day on an empty stomach when we're doing it for GERDs, acid reflux, heartburn. If we're doing it for more of the yeast infections, lower GI, you will actually take some with your meals because we'll use that meal to transport those enzymes and probiotics further down that GI tract. So that would be another way of improving that. Keep in mind that really all yeast infections, ear infections, sore throats, acid reflux, heartburn, most all of those challenges or symptoms, okay, they're signals that something's not right, rather than addressing the symptom by doing Tums or antacids or Pepto-Bismol, address the problem, which is, we often hear about indigestion. What is indigestion? Indigestion is the inability to digest. So let's increase the digestion of the foods. And as we do that, the probiotics will do their job of killing off that bad bacteria, killing off whatever bacteria it is that's causing the yeast infection, that's causing the sore throat, causing the ear infection, or anything like that. So those are just some of the questions that I got in today. I want to recap one thing that I think is the main underlying factor of or focus of this call, and that is what makes our products different or better than most all of the other products that are out there. And please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we have the only good product in the market. There are other good products. There really are. There are some other good programs. I personally don't know of an all-in-one, all-inclusive pack or product on the market, zero period, that includes everything that we include, from the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, which are relatively new but gaining popularity by the day, all the enzymes and herbs. It includes all the B vitamins, your D vitamins that a lot of people say are deficient. All of those things are included in that Core Health Pack that should be taken every day. But to answer the question, what makes them different, I would always have to say that it's that extra effort we put forth, the formulation team, that we put forth to make sure that there is nothing missing in regards to cofactors and coenzymes, which are not necessarily enzymes, keep that in mind. Vitamins and minerals are cofactors. They're also referred to as coenzymes. All of those cofactors / coenzymes are so vital in any product that anybody has taken for it to be synergistic with all the other ingredients in there. If it doesn't have those cofactors and coenzymes, there is a very, very, very good chance that many of the ingredients you're taking, number one, aren't going to be utilized properly. certainly not at a cellular level, probably not be broken all the way down into a usable form, and thirdly, will cause robbing of other nutrients from other areas of the body, which again just makes no sense to me whatsoever. Why would we damage other areas or weaken other areas of the body to make something else work properly? So that's really what we wanted to talk about tonight, guys. I will also say that we've got some really neat things coming up. We're going to do some things for some Christmas specials. You'll be seeing that come out in our announcements. We've got some other new announcements that'll be really exciting for the first of the year. You're certainly in a good position to continue to have great access to the world's best completed all-natural whole food supplements. We're continuing to work on additional products that will be coming out, additional programs that will be coming out, additional ways for you to share the products with others and see benefit for doing so, upgraded software that we are working on right now. I've got a great team of people that I just have to publicly say thank you to. They are really putting some neat things together for you. I cannot even express enough, folks, how much I've appreciated, how humbled I am at the vast numbers of people that have offered help, offered suggestions, and that most importantly, just continue to support us through the usage of the products, sharing of the products, inviting people to these conference calls. We're going to continue to do these calls as the numbers continue to grow, and I just hope you all know how much I and my family, my wife Jody, my three children, Cayman, Shandy, and Riker, appreciate all that you do to support us. We wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. Look forward to the next conference call. Thank you all very much. Have a great night. God bless. Goodbye.